जय एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिप्राचीनाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय एवं नित्यलीला प्रविष्टा विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिप्राचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मदुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगा माई की यमुना माई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swamini Rinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिपोदितां भगवतां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन कृतिदां पुराणमुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वामनुसन्धदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे फुल्लारविन्दायपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णप्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीपा प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतद्भे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दना पार्थो वत्सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महद् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोत्पल शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण महनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तककेशव पाराशर्यवज सरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोकैः सज्जनशल्पदैरहरः पिबीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमते राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द Vibhuti Yoga, that's the chapter we were discussing before, 10th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. So, every chapter has its own important understanding of Krishna. You will see when you study chapters seriously, you will find out that certain aspects of Krishna is spoken in every chapter. Like vibhutis are spoken in this chapter. Similarly, if you want to understand what is Krishna, 7th chapter, Jnana Vijnana Yogam, how to understand Krishna, what is Krishna, that understanding comes from that. Similarly, the approach to go back to Krishna, which is Krama Mukti, is spoken in the 8th chapter. And Sadyomukti is spoken in the 9th chapter, Rajavidya Rajagukhi Yogam. But you will only get that when you go through it in detail in the Bhagavad Gita. That's the way it is. So, we were talking about Vibhuti Yogam, and generally we came to this verse, which is Machitta Madgada Prana Bodhayanda Parasparam Kathayanda Shamam Nityam Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. So, Bhakti Sadhana includes everything in the sense, senses, mind, our words, our actions, karma, everything is required for bhakti. It's not like Jnana Margam. In Bhakti Yogam, whole thing is in, everything is included. Body is included, mind is included, and similarly, senses are included, action, karma is also included, right? But still, even though it is like that, mainly we will say, hearing, speaking, glorifying, and relishing it. All these are the main ones. Speaking, hearing, speaking, and then glorifying, and relishing it. Rasam. This is all in bhakti. Jnana Margam doesn't have all these things. So that is why this verse, Krishna is saying, Machitta, Madgada Prana, Bodhayanda Parasparam, Kathayanda Shamam Nitya, Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. So two things he mentioned there. Bodhayanda Cha, Kathayanda Cha, both. Bodhayanda, Kathayanda, two things he has mentioned there. So, Bodhena means that making others know about it, become conscious of that. You're making somebody else conscious of it. Bodhayandascha. You're making someone else aware of it. That is Bodhayandaha. And somebody else getting to know it through you, you are saying, and somebody else is picking it up, catching it, right? If a person becomes an acharya in the spiritual traditions, he has to follow few things. Aditi, Bodham, Acharanam, Pracharanam. Four things in there. First, he has to learn things. Then he has to realize it. First he has to learn, and then he has to realize it. And then he has to practice it. And then he has to propagate it. These are the qualifications of an acharya, these four things. Right? So, generally, in all dharma shastram, bhakti is bodhayandaha. This bodhanam, when bodhanam happens, you will understand whether it is going in or not in a person. Because when you see the devotee's face, when you see their anubhuti, that time you can understand that it is going in or it's not going in. This you can sense it straight away. Ajari Swami says this in Shivananda Lahari, Bhakteshu Prakatita Balabhyam, he says. Then the effect you will see in the bhakta straight away. It is not like Jnana Margam. It's a little different. That's where bhakti and jnana is differences also. For example, just like if the fan is rotating, you know there is electricity there coming through, right? So in the same way, if one devotee is relishing something, bhakti, that you can understand from the symptoms by looking at this face, right? So, for example, a spiritual master, a guru, is giving Vedanta knowledge to a disciple, is teaching him, right? He will know that if it is going in or not. Sometimes it's not going in, due to various reasons, right? So, through certain symptoms, it is possible to know whether that person is receiving it properly. Right? And you may also see from his face that he is not getting it. By looking at the face itself, you will know that. Right? And also, he is not developing any attachment to it. He is not feeling a taste for it, in other words. You will observe that easily with people. Whether they are relishing it or they are not feeling any taste for it. Right? Or sometimes even know that they are understanding it in the wrong way. Even that is noticeable. Right? That means tamogunam is overpowering him. Tamasam is present in him. Right? All these things are, you are guessing it from the facial expressions and the movements of the body and things like that. It is possible to know that when you talk to people, right? Similarly, when they are experiencing it also, you will know it. They are really enjoying it and they are getting it properly. All this is possible to identify with a person who is listening, right? This anubhuti inside that is really enjoying it, what is being spoken, that you will notice it. And that is what Acharya Swami says, bhakteshu prakatita bhalaha, right? It manifests in him, clearly, right? And only when you have yourself experienced it, right, then only bodhanam is possible. That means you can deliver it to somebody else, when you have experienced it yourself, right? So that is what Krishna is saying here. You see, bodhayanda parasparam kathayandascha. Kathayanda katha is helpful for bodhanam. Bodhayanda parasparam kathayandascha. Parasparam bodhayanda kathayandascha. So, he said there that you talk and kathayandascha, and then relish it mutually. Mutually talk to each other and then relish it. Bodhayandascha, bodhayandha parasparam kathayandascha. Right? In Jnanamargam, this is not there. This rasam. Bodhayandascha, kathayandascha, bodhayandascha parasparam. That is not in the Jnanamargam. It is in the Bhakti-margam only. Right? Because Jnanamargam is not for rasam. It is for the realization side of it. Right? In Jnanamargam, only if you are asked, you should answer the questions. Right? In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna said that you have to ask the question and then understand it. And tadvidhi pranipadena pariprasnena sevaya, he said. Pariprasnam, right? Before that, pranipadam. Pranipadam, then pariprasnam. Paricharanam or sharanam. You have to do the sharanagati and then you have to ask and you have to wait till it comes out from the acharya, right? So, when it comes like that, the idea is that those words will be so powerful to remove the ignorance in a person. Tadvidhi pranipadena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshandide jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. That is jnanamargam is what is spoken in that verse. It is not bhakti margam. You have to see the words and then you can understand whether it is jnanamargam or bhakti margam. This verse is Bhakti Margam. Machitta madgada prana bodhayanda parasparam kathayandashyamam nityam tushyanti jaramandicha is Bhakti Margam. Whereas, tadvidhi pranipadena is Jnanamargam. In Jnanamargam, pariprasnena sevaya pranipadena upadekshyantide jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. So, you will see this clarity, you will get it from different verses. When Krishna is saying Jnanamargam, Bhakti Margam, separately. Even though we quote all the verses for suits Bhakti Margam, but it is not that way. You can see from the verses, in Jnanamargam, you ask a question, he answers the questions. You have to wait. And before that, pranivadam, pariprasnam, seva. All this is required. So that whole verse is centered around, and you can see, upadekshandide jnanam, jnanina tatvadarshina. So everything is centered around jnanam in that verse. This verse, everything is centered around bhakti. Machitta madgada prana bodhayanda parasparam kathayanda chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So in the Jnanamargam you have to wait till it comes out. And when it comes out like that, it will be capable of removing one's ignorance, avidya, from inside. Here Krishna is talking about sadhana process, right? Bodhayanda parasparam. And Bodhayanda parasparam. Here he is saying, Krishna is saying, unlike in the Jnanamargam, guru and shishya and all that doesn't have much of a importance in this verse, right? Two devotees, they talk to each other, and among them, among devotees, there is not even sadhagas also. Devotee actually is not a sadhaga. Devotee is not a sadhaga, right? Sadhaga means, although, because normally people don't understand it in properly, so sometimes we make everybody is a sadhaga, everybody, I'm doing my sadhana and things like that, we'll say. Sadhaga, the word itself, what means that you want something, sadhyam. You want, sadhana means you want to get something, sadhaga. That is what sadhana means, right? That means you have to achieve something, acquire something. But devotee doesn't have any sadhana. Proper devotees don't have any sadhana, right? For example, if for a mother to feel attached to her child, does she require any sadhana? She doesn't need any sadhana, isn't it? It's an automatic thing happens in a mother's mind towards a child. She didn't do any sadhana for that, to develop that attachment, right? It's a natural thing, spontaneously it comes in that mother. You don't need a sadhana. Similarly, love for Krishna or attachment to Krishna, bhakti, what sadhana do you need? You need to have attachment inside. It is not that you do sadhana and then get bhakti. Bhakti is that you have an attachment for Krishna. Somehow or the other, the attachment came. So in bhakti it is like that. There is not even sadhana given importance. If you have an attachment, attraction for Krishna, whichever way it is, it doesn't matter. But there is an attachment, that is bhakti, right? So, Gopis said this to Krishna. Gopis haven't done any sadhana. Vismartum naiva shatnuma, they said. It's very difficult to forget you, Gopis said to Krishna, isn't it? In the Rasa dance time. Vismartum naiva shatnuma. It is difficult for us to forget you. What does that mean? Attachment to Krishna is so strong inside, right? So, bhakti is a natural thing in a person, right? And if it is there, bhakti is there, you will automatically speak about Krishna in some way related to Krishna, right? And so, bhakti comes like that in a person. Natural way it flows from him. Not that he gets it after doing sadhana. So this is a little misunderstanding sometimes, that I'll do something and I'll get it later. That is not how it works, right? Generally, what we like is what is related to our ahankaram, isn't it? Our ego. That's what everybody likes to talk about, right? So therefore, we will talk about ourselves. And I did this, I did that. And we will say about family, my son is doing this, my daughter is doing that. And it all comes in your, centered around your ego, ahankaram, right? And that is spontaneous. Spontaneously it happens. Similarly, if Krishna's qualities and matter related to Krishna, if when it comes out like that, then you will also, naturally that is bhakti. When it comes, naturally when you start talking about Krishna, And that is why when the Nalakuvera and Manigriva, when they spoke, he said that Vani Gunanu Kathane Shravanau Kathayam Hastauja Karmasu Manastava Padayorna Smrityam Shirastava Nivasa Jagal Pranami Drishtisadam Darshanist Bhavat Tanunam. That is 10th canto, 10th chapter, verse 38. Vani Gunanu Kathane Shravanau Kathayam Hastauja Karmasu Manastava Padayorna Smrityam Shirastava Nivasa Jagal Pranami Drishtisadam Darshanist Bhavat Tanunam. Everything is spoken in that. Shravano Kathayam, hearing about him. Service with the hands, when you are doing physically everything. Astroja Karmasu. Manasava Padayornam. Mind is absorbed in Krishna's lotus feet. Smrityam Shirasavam. You offer obeisances to Krishna. Nivasa Jagal Pranami Drishtisadam Darshanistu Bhavat Tanunam. Total absorption in Krishna. So that is what the Nalakuvera and Manigriva asked Krishna. This is what we want from you, right? So, so the first thing is that the first training for the word, chanting the holy name, kirtanam, and glorifying Krishna, everything related to the tongue, right? And generally we'll say that not to hear the worldly things. Because worldly topics are a contagious disease, right? There is a virus in that disease, right? What is that virus? Virus of avidya, ajnanam. That virus is present in that, right? For example, there is a thing called a habit or energy coming from the habit, right? Everyone are habituated to different things in a different way, right? Therefore, that energy, it is got a force which is coming from our habit, right? Habituated, right? That samskaram is in us. Everybody has that samskaram to some degree. It is present in everyone. So when you go to them closer, that subhavam or that pragriti, that will all come to us as well. Their subhavam pragriti will come to us, right? Therefore Upanishad says jagrada. So uttishtada, jagrada, prapyavarani bodhada. So you have decided you will have spiritual life, yeah? So just awakened, after realizing that there is a goal like this in life, to realize the self, right? Then you can see once you people who have come to spiritual life, many of them fall away, halfway sometimes. People leave and go. They say they had enough and then they try something else. This is all you see in this world, right? So that is that you can very clearly see this. If you join any spiritual organization, you won't be successful spiritually. It is a known thing. You may think I am saying something, they established a system. If you will join any spiritual organization, spiritually you won't be successful. No matter how big the institution is. Because there, in the institution, the priority is you have to do your responsible things, whatever you are meant to do. And you will meet up with all types of people in the institution. And people who are at different levels of sadhana, you will have contact with them. And obviously, you will see a lot of problems in them, in different people, while dealing with different people. Individually, if you are practicing spiritual life, these problems won't come. But institution, when you start practicing spiritual life, you will come across so many people with the different ideas, and different faults you may find in them, and the important problem there is that some people may have different opinion about different things, and there may be some facts what they were talking about. In what they are talking about, there may be some facts in that. Facts are not important. Spiritual life, facts are not important. Bhavam is important. Bhavam is important. What you have to take care of is your bhavam inside. Bhakti is a bhavam. Bhakti is not facts. Bhakti is not all the data you have collected. Bhakti is a bhavam inside. So, then bhavam to protect, it is not very helpful when you are in a institution. It will be very difficult to be like water in the lotus flower. That will be very difficult. Particularly, you can see this. Say you have a relationship with the guru or spiritual master. It is a bhavam, it is. Guru and the disciple, it's a bhavam. Now, if there is discussion about that, there could be some difficulties there. Right? So, similarly, you are worshipping a Salagrama Shila or Shivalingam, whatever it may be. Salagram for Vishnu and Shivalingam for Lord Shiva. Right? Vishnu is actually present inside us. Right? The Shila is only a stone. Suppose you look at, somebody came from Gandaki River, brought you a Salagrama Shila and gave it to you. You looked at the Salagrama Shila and say, so there is a hole in that. At that time, you are seeing that Salagrama Shila simply as a stone. You are looking at its physical structure, construction, everything. But then the Guru told you that you worship this Salagrama Shila every day. So you took it home, you kept it carefully, and then on every day you did abhishekam and you have offered some flowers, you offered some nivedyam to the Salagrama Shila, and you recited Sahasranamam or some chanted holy name. In this way you did a deity worship around that Salagrama Shila, right? You did that for a few years, and then you look at yourself and you see, you won't see that Salagrama Shila anymore like the way you saw on day one. Day one, when you saw that, you saw it simply as a stone. But now what happened? After many years of doing this regularly, a bhavam has developed inside. Bhakti bhavam has. You can't see it anymore like the way you saw before. It's not a stone anymore. You are seeing that as Vishnu's representation in that way. Vishnu is inside. Its representation is in the Salagrama Shila outside. So, so what we are looking at it is not that physical beauty of the Salagrama Shila, right? Where that effect comes inside you. That presence of Vishnu in the Salagrama Shila, its presence is felt inside you. Is it not? Its experience is inside you. So, similarly, if you are worshipping Shivalingam, the presence of Shiva is felt inside you, not in the lingam. Experience is inside, that is the bhava. So, bhavam is like that. So, upasana, secret one should know. This is the secret of upasana. Upasana means a bhavam develops in a person. That is upasana's secret. A bhavam develops within, right? And this applies to everything. Worship of the Guru, worship of the Ishta Devada form. Everything, the experience is inside. Bhavam is inside. And that is what matters. Is that bhavam developing inside? Otherwise it is just a physical activity. I've got this Salagrama Shila, I've done everything what I'm told and I've gone. But if that bhavam is not developing inside, there is something wrong with the upasana. That's what you have to understand. Some people do, you can see many people have said this in different ways, their problem, that there is no bhavam inside. Bhakti is all bhavam only. And that bhavam is inside you, not outside. And if bhavam is not developing, then that bhakti sadhana is also not working. There is something seriously wrong. As I said, one sannyasi said that he was asked to do arati 5 times a day at the temple when he joined. And he did that and he started thinking, is this Krishna? This is a wood only, this is thought like that. So from that you can understand that the bhavam is not coming. And it won't come so easily. Over a long period of time, this doing things and all is to create that bhavam inside. The worship what we do at home, deity worship or in the temple, is ultimate goal of all this is to create this bhavam inside. And that is what he is saying here. Machitta, malgada prana, bodhayanda parasparam, kathayanda shamam nityam, tushyanti charamanti cha. So, another interesting thing to notice all this is, right? One sees a Shivalingam, Shiva's lingam, right? And tears coming from his eyes, seeing the Shivalingam. Bhavam inside, coming out in the form of tears, right? And he knows very well that that Shivalingam is made of stone. And the stone on which he is standing and the Shivalingam that was made is also both from the same stone. One stone broke into two. On one stone he is standing. On another stone he made a Shivalingam. Right? So, the feeling he got from one part of the stone, which is the Shivalingam, he doesn't feel it from the other part on which he is standing. Both are same stone, broke into two. One was used to make the Shivalingam. On the other one he is standing there. When he sees the Shivalingam, he cries, bhavam inside. So where is Shiva? He's inside. He's not in the lingam. Both are stones, but the Shivalingam effect was inside the mind, the bhavam. Right? So, upasana is depending on this bhavam inside. If bhavam is not developing, upasana is not working. That's what it means. And that is why they say, bhavagrahi janardana. Famous statement. Bhavagrahi janardana. Right? So, not to destroy this bhavam inside, that requires some skill. If one has some bhavam, everybody has little bhavam. But not to destroy that bhavam inside is a skill, right? And that is the secret of all upasana. If you are developing bhavam inside, not to destroy it. And that is the secret of upasana. And Swami Ramadas used to say that from association with great personalities, Mahapurushas, whatever inspiration you can get from them, you should take that if you get inspired from others, right? But you should do your sadhana alone, yourself, right? Because if you mix with them too much, then you will start finding some faults in them. And everyone has some faults. Everyone has different types of faults, right? And we will start seeing the faults. And if you ask the question, is that not a fact? Yes, it is a fact, but we don't want facts. What we want is, even if you look at sun, there is faults in the sun, right? So, because we have found faults like this, that is why we are all here. Why? In Krishna's appearance time also, we were here in this world, in another body. We were present here, right? And because we found fault in Krishna, therefore, after several lifetimes, we are still here. People did find faults in Krishna. So similarly, we must have also found some fault in Krishna. We were here in another body. We don't know what it was. But somewhere something went wrong. And this tendency is like that in us, right? Similarly, there is faults in Ramavataram also. Krishnavataram also there are faults, we'll find. And Ramavataram also there are faults, people find. Right? So, so if you go back to that time, in Krishnavataram times, right, you may have written, people may have mentioned that, talk to each other, that Krishna is like this, Krishna has done these things wrong, Krishna shouldn't have done that. And people would have commented like that. That has happened in Ramavataram also. You can see in Ramavataram what all happened, isn't it? They found fault with Rama, that washerman. He found fault with Rama, and because of that, Sita Devi had to be sent to the forest and all that. So, then people question that even today. What happened in Ramavataram, people are also questioning that today even. Has Rama done the right thing? So this fault finding and all is due to lack of this bhava shuddhi inside. So that is why protecting one's own bhavam requires some skill to protect oneself from this bhavam. For us now, Krishna and Ramachandra and all are just ideals. Ideals, right? And like Salagrama Shila, Shivalingam, all these things is only a symbol for worship, for upasana purposes. So it's just a symbol, that's all. But what more important than that is the bhavam inside. They are just a representation, externally, right? So the symbol or external representation is not the important thing. Your bhavam is more important. Bhavam is more important. So, for the bhavam to develop in a person, it requires something to support the bhavam. Right? So, so, this is how you will see in the 7th chapter when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that the whole creation is me. Krishna is, the whole creation is Krishna. Right? And that is to make us understand. It's a alambam. Alambam means that you are dependent on that to develop that bhavam. That's the relationship with the world. Right? And that bhavam, one should not destroy it. One should protect one's bhavam inside. Should not get affected by the facts. So many things will happen in this world, facts. But it should not affect your bhavam inside. Right? Rishis were very particular about this. All the great rishis, they were very particular about that, right? their attitude is, the negative side, you should not speak. The negative side of that. So, in order to keep that bhavam inside pure, one should look at everything, what is necessary to keep that. If you don't have that bhavam, if your bhavam got destroyed, or if your bhavam became impure, means purity has gone, it got contaminated with dvesham, ragam, and things like that, then your life is finished. Spiritual life is over then. That's why allowing the bhavam to build up inside is an important thing. And that is what Krishna is saying. How important that bhavam is. In those verses in the second chapter, dhyayato vishaya pumsam sangasteshu vajayate sangal sanjayate kaman kamal krodho vijayate krodhal bhavade sammoha sammohal smriti vibhrama smriti bhramshal buddhinasham buddhinashal pranashari. Krishna said like that, isn't it? What does it mean? It is that bhavam is talking about dhyanam. Dhyayato vishayam, that is Vishayapamsan. So, Krishna says, if your mind starts wandering around in the world outside, desires will come. And then if you don't get what you want, you will develop hate inside. And dvesham will come. Therefore, this upasana devada, what you are doing upasana, the ishta devada form, what you are worshipping, right? And and the vastu or the deity, vasya vastu, which is deity, Krishna's deity or Ramchandra's deity or whatever deity that is. All this is, it is in your bhava mandalam. You are accepting like that, is it not? Otherwise it is marble and stone. But you are accepting that inside your mind, in your bhavam, that it is Krishna or it is Prabhupada or whatever that form you are worshipping, right? So that bhavam, one should keep it very pure. And if you don't do that, you will fall away from spiritual path. So this bhavam, where is bhavam? Bhavam is in the heart, in your heart, right? So it is that bhavam is what is spoken in this verse. Machitta, malgada prana, bodhayanda, parasparam, kathayandascha, mam, nityam, tushyandija, ramandija. It's all centered around bhavam. Ajay Swami says here, machitta, mai chittam, esham, te machitaha. Madgada prana, madgada mam gadaha, praptaha, chachuradeyaha, prana esham te malgada pranaha, mai ubasamhrada karana, ityartaha, adhava malgada prana, malgada jivana, idi etat. In other words, he has all his senses, my senses of knowledge, senses of action, everything is absorbed in that. Yeah. So Krishna is saying here, devotees talk to each other, machitta, malgada prana, right? And they enjoy it, talking about Krishna. If this is how Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, Bhagavatam, all these stories in these Puranams, everything, how did they get spread all over the Bharata Bhumi? It is through this katha, isn't it? Through bhavam only. Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, Bhagavatam, all those things got widespread all over Bharata Bhumi. The reason for that is katha is required. It is through katha they spread. Katha and got connected to so many places where different things happened. And that people started speaking, and gradually it sunk inside people's mind. And then generation after generation they spoke, and it stayed in this world. Ramachandra's pastimes, Ramachandra's travels. When Ramachandra traveled with Lakshmana and Sita Devi, wherever he traveled, all that is still in the Ramayanam, and it is still in the hearts of people who are reading Ramayanam. It's all happened through katha. Same thing with Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam also, right? So katha is required. Kathayandaschamam nityam. Katha is required, right? Katha is basically for creating this bhavam inside. That's the purpose of katha, right? So as long as we have ahangaram inside, then ahangaram is the director. Ahangaram directs everything, right? He is the producer, he is the director, he is the hero, he is the heroine, and the comedy, tragedy, everything is centered around this ahangaram, right? So, as long as we have this ahangaram, these things will be there. All these things will be there, right? Because ahangaram is the director of everything, right? And so therefore, ahangaram requires a dream to survive. That's how ahangaram is. Ahangaram needs a dream, right? And this is why you can see all times throughout the history, because of this ahangaram only, you needed the drama, cinema, serial, and all these kinds for what? To satisfy this ahangaram wants a world to operate. In order to for the ahangaram to operate, and ahangaram operates in the manomandalam, bhavamandalam. Right? So when it is operating the bhavamandalam, for that, fulfill that need, we developed cinema, drama, television, and all the entertainment industry, and then the modern things, whatever, serials and all that. It's all for this purpose only. In order for the bhavamandalam of the ahangara mandalam, ahangaram works through the mind, manomandalam, So in Manomandalam, you want an occupation. And if you don't get it, it will go another way. So that is why when you have a lot of trouble, you go and switch on the telly and sit there and watch some program to forget your problem, other problems. Is it not? Everybody does that. So that's the way people are. So this problem is there, everybody has. It requires some mandalam, bhava mandalam, it requires, right? So, like children, when they play, if you look at them, you will see what they create a bhava mandalam themselves, right? They will say, I am father, you are mother, somebody is a teacher. They play all these kind of games together, small children, I'm saying. And they will build, when they go to seaside, they build a school, or somebody is a student, children are sitting there, I'm a teacher, and they like to play all these games, is it not? So, because it is a natural thing in us, we need to identify with something. We need to identify with something, right? So, if we don't get higher ideals, you will go and hold on to lower ideals. That's the problem. If we don't have something higher values and higher ideals to hold on to, then our mind will go and hold on to some lower ones, right? Knowing this only, Vedavyasa Maharshi gave all these stories in the Puranas. This weakness of human mind. It's the human mind's weakness it is. Because we live in Manomandalam. We live in the Manomandalam and mind needs all this. And if you don't create it yourself in a good way, it will go after wrong things. Therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi, realizing our psychology, he created all the stories in the Puranams, everything for this purpose. You will see in the Bhagavatam mentioned that, in the 12th canto, Katha Idaste, 12.3. Katha, he said there, Shubramashi, Katha imase katida mahiyasam, vidaya lokeshu yasha pareyusham, vijnana vairagya vivachaya vibho, vajo vibhodar nadu paramarthyam. Don't look for facts in what I have spoken. That's what he is saying to us. Who? Shubramashi. He is saying this. Don't look for facts and start investigating when it happened, where it happened, how it... I have said so many things. Katha idase imamse kathida mahiyasam vidaya logeshu yasha pareyusham. Idea is vijnana vairagya vivakshaya vibho. In order to create knowledge and vairagyam, jnanam and vairagyam, vijnana vairagyam, vivakshaya vibho, vajo vibhudir nadu paramarthyam. They need not be always true everything what I have spoken. He himself is saying this. One who has written all these things. So, from there itself, you can understand that vajo vibhudir nadu paramarthyam, that I have created a vibhudi, vajo vibhudi, with words. I have created a vibhudi through words. Vajo vibhudir nadu paramarthyam. Right? So, Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna's vibhudi, it is. Like so many vibhudis mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavadam. Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna's vibhuti, right? And you should not think the words are the real words. Words are important, right? And all the stories what I have spoken is for the purpose of vijnanam and vairagyam. To create vijnanam and vairagyam inside us, right? It is with that goal this has all been spoken, right? So, like a rishi, how is a rishi comes into existence? Rishi is not by birth. Rishi comes through tapas, is it not? Austerities and penances. Very intense tapas. He develops rishihood in him, right? And so, in order that he has developed vairagyam, he has developed vivekam in him. So what does that mean? Vijnanam, vairagyam. These are the two things he said. Vijnanam, vairagyam, vivakshaya, vibho, Vajo vibho there, nadu paramarthyam, he is saying there, right? Vijnanam and vairagyam is what you need in your bhavamandalam. That has to grow, right? There is no other motive behind it. You don't have to worry about when it happened, where it happened. That way the mind shouldn't go in that direction. The idea behind this is, within your mind, that bhavam should develop. Vijnana vairagya vivachaya vibho. For example, normally when we say something, our selfish interest will be there in that, whatever we talk, right? Vivachaya vibho means, vivacha means what is intended to, what do you intended by that, right? Here, Shukha Pramash is saying, Vijnanam vairagyam, that is a vivaksha. That's what we want, right? So, when Srimad Bhagavatam, when you speak Bhagavatam, the person who is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, how should we speak Bhagavatam? In the beginning of Bhagavatam, you will see this, right? So, they say, we don't know how to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, there is a verse, it says, you should speak Bhagavatam in such a way, yatha harer bhagavati nirnam bhaktir bhavishyati sarvatman akhiladharam idhi sangalpa varnaya. That is the way Bhagavatam should be spoken. Again, the idea is that it creates this bhakti in a person's heart. Here in end of Bhagavatam, he said, vijnana vairagya vivaksha. Vijnanam and vairagyam should happen in a person, and that is how Shukha Brahmarshi says, I have spoken Bhagavatam. So that creates vijnana vairagyam in a person. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Brahma says to Narada Maharshi at that time that you should speak Bhagavatam, all I have spoken to you, you can elaborate on that, but while elaborating, you should bear this in mind. What is that? Yatha harer bhagavati nirnam bhaktir bhavishyati. It develops bhakti in the heart of a person who is listening. Sarvatman Nahiladharam, iti sangalpa varnaya. With that sangalpam, if you speak Srimad Bhagavatam, it's perfect. With that sangalpam, that it should develop bhakti in the heart of the listener. That's the purpose behind that, right? So, that means, while saying that, the person who is listening should develop bhakti in the heart. And then, he says, and then whatever Krishna puts you through your mouth, speak that without any hesitation, right? So, everything else, if you have that sangalpam inside, everything will be taken care of by the Antaryami inside, right? So, in this way, Bhagavatam has to be spoken, and mutually hearing it, and anusandhanam of that, and mananam, and that is tushyandi, right? And it will lead into samadhi from that. So, katha shravanam, hearing Bhagavatam, bhajana anandam, bhajanaanandam, or samadhi anibhavam, ramandi. So, they take delight in that. They get delighted by that. Machitta madgada prana bodhayanda parasparam kathayanda cha mam nityam tushyandi cha ramandi cha. Bodhayanda avagamayandaha parasparam anyonyam kathayando jnana bala viryadi dharmaihi vishishtam mam tushyanti cha paritosham upayanti ramanti cha retim cha prapnuvandi priya samgatya iva. So it says that jnanam, viryam, all these qualities, right, of Krishna, through that mutually they discuss about Krishna in that way, and they enjoy it. Ramandija, like the husband and wife, enjoys in their conversation. Ye yathokta prakare bhajande mam bhakta sanda, and a devotee who is worshipping me in that way. He says like that. Yeah. So, that ramandi means they are delighted by that. In this way, when we practice bhakti through the way Krishna has spoken there, And when your chittam inside is completely surrendered to Krishna, Krishna is saying here, for them, it within their heart, there will be a flow within their heart. A flow will come. What is that? Just like if you have an earthen pot and you have filled it with oil and there is a hole at the bottom, and through that, how the oil will start continuously flowing, non-stop. How it flows from that? And if you have another pot, from this pot it comes to the other pot. Similarly, a dhara or current will develop within them if it is done. This machittam algada prana bodhayanda parasparam, right? And when you do like that, when it happens like that, Krishna is saying the next verse, bhajadam priti purvagam. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajadam priti purvagam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam apayandide. So when chittam becomes like that, through this bodhayandascha, kathayandascha, when that srotasa means that flow has developed inside continuously, non-stop, it is flowing that bhakti in the heart, at that time he says your bhajana is priti purvagam, it is done with love. Bhajadam priti purvagam is Krishna is saying like that, right? And to such a person, Krishna says, dadami buddhi yogam tam. I'll give him the buddhi yogam, Krishna says, right? Dadami buddhi yogam. What does that mean? It means that within a devotee, everyone's, there's a heart, is it not? That's where everything is coming. Antaryami is present here. And it is from him all our thoughts, emotions, everything coming from that. That center there. So, in order that, now this center, how to understand this center? It's not a physical thing, this center. The rishis have spoken for to create an attention in us, a mental attention here, right? So, normally, this is what is called in Shastram Hridayam. Hridayam is here, not here, right? this heart, what we call, somebody used a wrong word. That's how it has come. Hridayam. Yeah. Heart is a mechanical thing. What the heart, the scientists are saying, doctors are saying. That's a mechanical thing on the left side. This is the Antaryami's place. And this is called actually Hridayam. In Shastram, Hridayam means right side. Where Antaryami is present. When we say Antaryami is present means, Krishna is present all over the body. When you realize him here. That is why it is called Hridayam, right? And so therefore, but somebody used that wrongly for the heart. So it has become familiar like that. People started using this as Hridayam. Hridayam is this one, not this one. This is heart, English heart. Hridayam is on the right hand side. That's where everything happening. Antaryami is realizations, everything happens there. So, this Hridayam here is not a part of this gross body or the subtle body. Whereas heart is a part of the gross body. Hridayam is not a part of the gross body, right? And this place is also the center of your personality. Jiva Bhava also is present there, right? So from where this aham comes, I am existing, I am that awareness, right? Where it comes and where it goes back. And all our emotions, everything comes from that center. For example, our awareness of our existence comes. And then when you go to sleep, it disappears. Awareness goes away. So it came from there, in the wakened state, into the dream state, it exists in us, awareness, bodham. And that bodham, which comes from there, goes back to that place, same place where it came from, in deep sleep, in sushupti, right? So, and that is where you experience your personality, vyaktitvam, individuality, right? Or your experience of ahankaram. All that is happening in this location, right? And Vedam also talks about this location. Veda mantram, right? Hridayam sannidhaya, Upanishad says. So, Hridayam sannidhaya means Ishvara, again, sarvabhudanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtadi. So you can see that it is here Ishvara is. Hriddeshe, that hriddesham is hridayam, right? So, and anahata chakram also comes through the yoga systems, right? But it is not anahata chakram, because anahata chakram is inside this sushumna nadi. This is outside, right? So this is the place where all the shaktis comes, all our different energies, right? So this hridayam, in the Jnanamargam, what they will say is that it is nothing but Brahmam, Brahmam itself, right? Or in other words, where you realize the self, or where you realize the satyam, the truth, and that is the center, right? That center where this all happens is what Krishna is saying here, is that buddhi yoga, that word. Dadami buddhi yogandam. This has to be understood properly. Otherwise, people think all kinds of ideas about it. They read this, and then they develop buddhi yogam, they keep saying. What is this buddhi yogam? Buddhi yogam means this center there, which is the location where from all thoughts and emotions come, where you realize the self, where aham comes and aham disappears, aham comes and aham disappears. And when Krishna's mercy comes, it comes from there, right? And it is the location where what Krishna talks about, where you experience shanti inside, that dhamma, that location is present here. Shanti, right? You can say the island or the space where you have you go back there, returning spot. You come from there and you go back there. Your ahankaram, everything is there in this location. That's why it's so important to know that. So it is where that when Krishna talks about the sthitapragna's qualities, he spoke in the second chapter. He talked about the symptoms of the sthitapragna's, right? And there he says, kurmangani va sarvasha, like the tortoise withdraws everything, and that's where he withdraws, to that location. Kurmangani va sarvasha, all senses from sense objects, when he withdraws and puts it in, that's where it goes. Yeah. So that center is very important. Hrit, Hridayam, they call it. That center is important because everything is happening there. Ahankaram is present there. Aham comes from that, goes back there. Similarly, Antaryami is present there. When self-realization happens, you realize here. And all bhavam is present there. That means thoughts, emotions, everything comes from there. All your bhavam is present there. Your personality is there. Individuality also there. And similarly, Krishna says that when sthitapragna lakshanam, symptoms when they're spoken, then when tortoise feels danger, it withdraws its whole body inside the shell, is it not? That's what tortoise does. It withdraws all its limbs which are outside, internally, pulls it in and stays inside that shell, and it feels protected that way. Kurmanga niva sarvasha, says. Krishna says that, right? And so therefore, that location is what Krishna says, buddhi yogam, Krishna is talking about, right? So, and in sushupti, we go there Jiva goes there to that location. He goes and stays there. Yogis aren't able to do that consciously. Yogis do that in the vacant state. They have found out the ways for doing that through their yoga process, Ashtanga Yoga. They withdraw everything and goes back into that location, right? What is special about that? Bhagavatam mentions that Tat Shuddham Vimalam Vishokam Amrutam Satyam Param Dhimahi Srimal Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsa Megam Amalam Jnanam Param Giyade Tatra Vijnatrat Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahidam Naishkarma Mabeshkradam Tat Shrunvan Vipathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimucher Nara Kasmayena Vipasidoyamadulo Jnana Pradiva Pura Tadrubena Janaradaya Munaye Krishnaya Tadrubina Yogi Indraya Tadalpana Tad Bhagavadradaya Karunyata Tad Shuddham Vimalam Vishokam Amrutam Satyam Param Dhimahi. All this is referring to this and the presence of that Andaryami in that location. Yeah. So it is a land there, an island within this body, not physical one, right? And they call the land of pure eye present there. And there is no entry for death. There is no entry for distress, shogam, anything, right? Sinful thing, pious thing, all these things doesn't enter there, right? And what is special about that location is that our Vaisharadi Buddhi is present there. Vaisharadi Buddhi is different, is it not? Vaisharadi Sadhu Vishuddha Buddhi, we discussed in the 10th chapter, in the 11th canto. Vaisharadi Sadhu Vishuddha Buddhi. What is this Vaisharadi Buddhi? Vaisharadi Buddhi is that Buddhi for self-realization. The Buddhi that drives you in self-realization. So, because that Vaisharadi Buddhi is there, and its nature is jnanam, knowledge, right? And we become closer to that Vaisharadi Buddhi. And what does that Buddhi do when you get closer to that? Answer, Yanamam Ubayandite, Krishna is saying like that, right? It opens a new track for a person. That's what this Buddhi Yogam is. Dadami Buddhi Yogandam Yanamam Ubayandite means this Vaisharadi Buddhi, it opens a new track in a person. In other words, Tesham Satata Yuktanam. You see, verse 10 comes from verse 9. When Chittam has become purified through Katha, Kathayandascha, and you have developed that Bhavam inside, that Bhakti Bhavam has developed strongly inside, and you have purified yourself to that degree, then what you execute is Bhajaram Priti Purvagam. Your Bhakti is done with love, not mechanically, not forcefully done, for somebody forcing you to do it. Cursing, oh, I have to do all these things, what can I do? So, not in that mood. Bhajaram Priti Purvagam, doing it with love. And that love has come to him because he has followed that ninth one. Machitta, Malgada Prana, Bodhayanda Parasparam, Kadhayanda Shamam Nityam, Tushyanti Charamanti Cha. He has pure, therefore, Bhajaram Priti Purvagam. And when that Bhajaram Priti Purvagam happens, Krishna is saying, Dadami, Krishna will give Buddhi Yogam. And what is that Buddhi Yogam is what we were talking about, what it means, right? Yenamam Upayandite. Yenamam Upayandite means that a new track is opened inside, right? In normal people, this is closed. That track is closed, right? And so, opening up a new track. And what is that track? Vaisharadi Buddhi. Vaisharadi is Adi Vishuddha Buddhair. In the 10th chapter, you will find 11th canto. That Vaisharadi Buddhi has to open. not the other buddhi, which is brain. This is Vaisharadi buddhi, right? So you will see this in Krishna and Arjuna. They were going to Vaikuntham. Krishna was taking Arjuna to Vaikuntham, right? And they were going in a chariot. In the Bhagavatam, you will find the end of 10th canto. And Krishna was taking Arjuna out of his mercy. Is taking Arjuna to Vaikuntham, right? Not that Arjuna has realized anything, not through knowledge or anything. Out of mercy, Krishna has decided to take him to Vaikuntham because of that incident with the Brahmana. Brahmana's children, Sandana Gopalam story, right? So, and when they were traveling, after a long distance they have traveled, it's totally darkness. No light anywhere, right? So, what did Krishna do? He took out his Sudarshana disc, and with that disc, the light, it started going in the front, showing the route to follow. The chariot followed, Arjuna and Krishna in the chariot followed this Sudarshana disc, right? And so, like, there was a route already there. The Sudarshana disc was showing the route. Just like when you walk in the villages, people didn't before, in the past, they didn't build roads. What used to happen was people will walk through one route and that will become the road in course of time, walking route. It becomes like that, right? Similarly, if you keep on doing bhakti or jnana margam, a flow comes inside a person. And that is what Krishna is saying, yanamam upayandide. Yanamam upayandide, right? Krishna says, that route will come for me, for you to come to me. The route will be opened up inside. And Buddhi Yogam is that route. And Yenamam Upayandide, it will bring you to me. That route will bring you to me. Right? So what Krishna is saying here, they don't know the route. You don't know the route, but I will show them the route. Like he did with Arjuna. When he wanted to take Arjuna to Vaikuntham, Arjuna had no clue where he is going. Long time they travelled in the chariot, but then it was total darkness. At that time, Krishna helped Arjuna. Don't worry, Sudarshanam will lead us. And they followed Sudarshanam and they got there, Vaikuntham. At the end, they reached Vaikuntham. In the same way, in spiritual life also, Krishna is saying here that a stage, bhajadam priti purvagam, when it comes to that, there will be a flow of this buddhi yogam from inside. That is called buddhi yogam. That the right knowledge, which way to go from then, how to proceed further, that knowledge, I will give it to him from inside, dadami buddhi yogantam, and what does he do? Yenamam upayantide. My mercy will bring you towards me. You don't have to worry about it. After that journey, I take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. That's what Krishna is saying in that verse. If you understand that verse, Tesham Satada Yuktanam Bhajadam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. So, but one has to come to that level of bhakti. Only then this will come. Tesham Satada Yuktanam Nityabhi Yuktanam Nivritta Sarva Bahir Shranam Bhajadam Seva Mananam Kim Artitvadina Karanena Na Iti Aha Priti Purvagam Priti Sneham Tal Purvagam Mam Bhajadam Ityartaha Dadami Prayachami Buddhi Yogam Buddhihi Samyak Darshanam Mat Tattva Vishayam Tena Yogo Buddhi Yoga Ha Tam Buddhi Yogam Tena Buddhi Yogena Samyak Darshana Lakshanena Mam Parameshwaram Atma Bhodam Almatvena Upayandi Pradipadyadnaye. Once one has reached that stage, Bhajadam Priti Bhuvadam, when one is performing bhajana out of love from inside, right? Krishna's point is that Viteshana, Dareshana, Putreshana, the three Eshanas, what is present inside us. Eshana means our problems of attachment in this world. That is called Eshana. Eshana Trayam. Viteshana, Putreshana, Dareshana. All these things should have left him by then. It should have gone from him then. And he is absorbed in me, seriously. He has taken to spiritual life. In other words, he is practicing spiritual life not for any material desires, fulfillment, right? At that stage, Krishna says, I will give him samyak darshanam. That means that jnanam, what is required, knowledge, what is required. So, dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upayandide. I give them that jnana yogam. Machitvadi pragare mam bhajande. Kimartham kasyava tul prapti pradibandha hetoho. Nashakam buddhi yogam tesham tul bhaktanam dadasi idi akam shayam. Aha. So these verses, you see, Aham 8, 9, 10 and 11, they are very important verses. Yeah. First of all, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartade idi matva bhajandemam buddha bhava samanyuta machittam algada prana bodhayanda parasparam kathayanda shamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. And now Krishna is saying, a person in that state, tesham satata yuktanam bhajadam priripurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. So, a person who has developed that through knowledge also, jnana vijnanam, jnanam vijaram, in that way, that flow will be there inside, in him. And Krishna said that, yenamam upayanti de. They will come to me through that route, through that path, right? They will come to me. They won't get lost in that route. Because I will show them the route every stage when they require. Just like Krishna showed to Arjuna when he was going to Vaikuntham, in the same way. So, there will be direction from inside. And that is not happening by your mind, by your buddhi, or by your senses. That is a direction from inside comes. Andaryami, Krishna, Andaryami is guiding you at that time. And that is that buddhi yogam. It is, even though Krishna calls it as buddhi yogam, normally people like to think, misunderstand that it is connected with my buddhi. It has nothing to do with your buddhi. It is that Vaisharadi Sadhi Vishuddha Buddhi. That Vaisharadi buddhi wakes up. Vaisharadi buddhi is that what Krishna is giving us. Vaisharadi buddhi. Krishna gives us that. And once you have that Vaisharadi buddhi, Krishna is saying here that will guide you further and enamam upayandide. It will show you the route back to me. But prior to that, one has to reach this stage. So you can see in bhakti how things progress here. First of all, ninth verse spoke about machitta madgada prana bodhayandascha kathayandascha. They are all symptoms of bhakti developing in a person. Bhakti developing in a person. It's symptoms, that is, there. Bodhayandascha kathayandascha. After all that, once it has developed like that, it goes further and then bhajana becomes priti purvagam. Bhakti has come to that level then. Priti purvagam. It is done with priti, with love. It is executed, right? When it comes to that level, Krishna is saying that dadami buddhi yogam tam. After that, it is my responsibility, he said. After that, it is my responsibility. First, hearing Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Katha. And from that discussion among devotees mutually about these things, about Krishna, and that way you develop the attachment, bhavam develops inside. And when that bhakti bhavam develops inside, tushyanti charamanti cha, they take great pleasure in talking about me. So all these bhavams has to come first before other things happen. First of all, machita, madgada prana, bodhayanda parasparam, kathayanda shamam nityam, tushyanti jaramandicha. Bodhayandaha, kathayandaha, both. Bodhanam and kathanam. Both has to go on. And that leads into tushyanti jaramandicha. When you come that stage, then whatever you are doing after that is bhajadam priti purvakam. It is done with love. And when it is done like that, Krishna is saying, after that, you can leave that to me, dadami buddhi yogandam. I will give him the vaisharadi buddhi, what is required for him to make the journey further towards me. That I will give that to him, from where the source, the hridayam, where I am present, and that is where this vaisharadi buddhi comes. So vaisharadi buddhi comes from there. Material intelligence comes from here. Material intelligence comes from here. Some cells and all other things here, isn't it? In the brain, they say. It's very brainy, they say. Brain is useless in spiritual life. This is all after all that. That's in one plane, mundane plane, this brain thing. This vaisharadi buddhi comes from here. So that's the source of vaisharadi buddhi, right? And when that happens, when this vaisharadi buddhi happens, it is not happening due to the power of the senses or through your mind or through your intelligence, normal intelligence, right? But arpaye chilprakashe, chilprakasham, chit shakti inside is doing this. The chit shakti inside. So if this opens up inside, then you don't need any books or anything after that, right? Or instructions from outside. Only up to that time, you need all the help from outside, from other people, from books, and all other things. You don't need anything after this shakti opens from inside. And that is the next verse. You see how Krishna has put it that order. Tesham evanukambartam aham ajnanajam tama nashayami alpabhavasto jnanadeepena bhaswada. Tesham evanukambartam aham ajnanajam tama nashayami alpabhavasto jnanadeepena bhaswada. Jnanadeepena bhaswada. That jnanadeepam, the torchlight of knowledge, with that, because I have accepted him and I have compassion for him, due to that, only because of compassion, aham ajnana evan anugambartham, he says, out of compassion, right? Anugamba means compassion, because of compassion, right? You see, his bhashyam is like this. Tesham eva katham nama shrayasya iti anukambartham daya heto aham ajnanajam avivekato jadam mithya pratyayalakshanam moha andhagaram tamo nashayami alpa bhavasaha alpano bhavaha andhakaranasheha tasmin eva sthidaha san jnanadeepena viveka pratyayarupena. Due to the mercy, right, because of my compassion for them, that means Krishna has accepted us. From then on, the journey is easier, Krishna says. Because I am inside them, in their andhakarana, I am present there. And what I do is, due to the avidya inside, avivegam, mithya pratyaya lakshanam moha andhagaram, the darkness that is present inside them, due to our misunderstanding of things, ajnanam, avidya, due to moham, illusion, and I destroy that with the torchlight of knowledge, jnanadeepam, right? So, that is the next verse. Tesham eva anukambartham aham ajnanajam tama nashayami alpa bhavasto jnanadeepena bhaswada. The here he said that by now there is bhakti in him, high level of bhakti, right? So due to his sadhana, samskaram, everything what he has cultivated all his life, which ended up like this in bhakti, right? And it is burning with bhakti. His knowledge is burning with bhakti, right? And that bodham, that means his awareness now is the wick of a lamp. It's like a wick in a lamp, right? And The this attachment to Krishna has become stronger inside, and there is a slight wind favorable to that from Krishna's side, right? And on the other hand, he has detachment from world, vairagyam in him. And because he has withdrawn from sense objects, sense enjoyment, and because he does not have ragadvesham anymore inside, he is like a light which is not, which is burning steadily, without any flicker. It's burning steadily. He has come to that stage now in bhakti. Earlier when you start, it's all a lot of confusions and problems. But now a stage comes, it's like a lamp that's burning very steady without being affected by anything, right? And it is protected in the chittam. So, what happens to him at that time? Nashayami alma bhavastham. He is getting closer to the self, antaryami inside. Alma bhav is nashayami alma bhavastho, that because of his spiritual understanding of things and bhakti, he samyak darshanam. Alma bhav means that samyak darshanam, that feeling of oneness, and it is building inside through knowledge, the lamp of knowledge. Yeah. And that destroys his, what is destroys? Ajnanajam tamam. From ajnanajam means what has come from ajnanam. Jam means what is born from something, is jam. Germinate, that word comes from this, jam. In English word germinate is come from this word jam. Ajnanam, from ajnanam what was born in him before, that has been nashaya, completely destroyed, right? And because of Krishna's compassion to that devotee, right, situated in their heart, atma bhavastha, says, nashayami. Atma bhavastha means hridayastha is, and what is he destroys? With the torchlight of knowledge, jnanam, and there is no real torch or anything. This is torchlight of knowledge when we say what it means. These are all the way of expressing it, what is going on inside, yeah? So, Upanishad says, Pradibodha vihidam madam, Katha Upanishad, Kena Upanishad says. So, the torchlight of knowledge, what is its nature? Its nature is, when you need it, it will come on. It will bring the light. When you need it, right? Moment by moment. When you need the light, it will come at that moment, right? Ya sarvajnaha, ya sarvavid, sarvajna. And it illuminates everything. And so, he will remove with that lamp, torchlight of knowledge, jnanadipam, as it is called here, jnanadipena bhavasada. With a torchlight of knowledge, he will remove every moment whenever there is avidya coming in. That avidya will be taken out, right? And he will appear as chit prakasham. That torch is chit prakasham, right? So this is the way of saying that. What he is saying is, Krishna is saying is this. After verse 9 started the bhakti, developed further and came to 10, where Krishna has taken over from you the responsibility. He gave you the buddhi yogam and he yanama upayandide. He is dragging you through a line. Then the line is open. You are traveling in that route. And then Krishna is saying that I'll feel compassion for him at that stage because he needs guidance. So I give him the light, what is required, and destroying his ajnanam inside, avidya inside, nashayami. How? Alpa bhavastho. I am present inside as antaryami in him. And that's where the instructions will come from. Which way to go? And he will come back to me in that way. Jnana deepena bhavasvata, he's saying. Yeah. This is an important thing in spiritual life. This, what Krishna said in these verses. Yeah. The way it progresses, right? Many, many Mahatmas, they didn't have any guru outside. They took Krishna shelter directly. It is possible to do that. It's not that everyone goes through the guru. Paramahamsa, most of the things he got his instructions from Antaryami, right? And he worshipped Bhadragali. That was the form he worshipped, right? And so Bhadragali was guiding him all the way through. For Ramana Maharshi, Arunachalam was guiding him. Arunachalam Hill was his guide all the way through, right? And for many others, Atma itself comes as the guru, right? For example, there was a famous personality, Anandamayima. Anandamayima was well known. She left long ago. And she was a very famous realized soul. And she was guided by the Antaryami. Antaryami was her guru, right? And she was always getting direction from him. And whatever she spoke was everything in line with the Shastra. And she was a devotee. Bhakti Yogam she processed, right? So that is what this verse is. Anugam Bhartham. Krishna is guiding further from inside as Antaryami. Anugam Bhartham, right? So actually the word should have been Anugambaya, right? To say like that, because of my Anugamba, Anugamba means mercy, compassion for them, I am lightening this torchlight of knowledge, Jnana Deepam. But in the verse you find Anugambartham, right? For the sake of Anugamba, because of Anugamba, that's what here it means. In other words, what it's saying is that, when knowledge comes, what it means is Krishna's Anukamba. Anukamba means this mercy, compassion, and that power he starts manifesting in them. Krishna's power is start manifesting in them. Inside, right? Because he is present inside. And it is not a question of removing the ignorance, but he reveals himself with that your ignorance has gone. That is how it happens. He is not telling you what to do or anything. Once he reveals himself as Antaryami inside, all other things have gone from you. Ajnanam gone, avidya gone, everything gone. Only what exists then is Antaryami inside. That is what he is. That is why he mentioned Anukambartham, he says. Anukambhartham ajnanajam tama. Yeah. So, it is not a question of removing the ignorance. Krishna reveals himself means that the jiva has gone then. Till then, the jiva exists, Antaryami exists separately. But when Krishna reveals himself, there is no jiva anymore. There is no jiva bhava. That is how it happens. Yeah, the jiva has gone. Till jiva means what? Ahangaram. Ahangaram has gone completely. And that is what ajnanam. Ahangaram is ajnanam. That ajnanam has gone. And nashayami and atma bhavam has come to us. Atma bhavam has come. Antaryami surupam. Antaryami identification has come to us. With that self-realization has happened. Right? So, so it is not that they're removing the ajnanam. What happens is that Krishna reveals himself. Atma bhavam comes in. Ajnanam goes away. And that is what he's saying. Tesham eva anukambhartham. Not anukambaya, anukambhartham. There is a difference between the two. So that means he has become his very self, Antaryami. Right? And whoever comes into contact with him, all their ignorance also, this jnani will be able to remove. Right? In jnanis, anukampa won't be there. In jnanis, right? Because for jnanis, there is no a second thing doesn't exist. So whom do you show anukampa? Everything is one, is it not? So there is no need to show anukampa to somebody. So that's why jnanis don't show any anukampa, right? Buddha says about this also in his realization, right? after Buddha realized the self, he sat quiet in one place. He didn't do anything, right? If you in Gaya, if you go, there is a, you will see there, Animisha Lochana Buddha, they call Buddha in his in the closed eyes, he's sitting there, yeah, without movement of the eyelashes, right? Under a Bodhi tree, he sits there in meditation. And he sat there for a long time. So, Buddha Matam, Buddhist religion, is actually more kind of close to Puranams, Puranigam it is, right? Because of Buddha's charisma, he was very charismatic. He's a prince, wasn't he? Right? People are thinking that it is Vedantam, but it is not, right? Lot of it is related to Pauraniyam it is. So, when Buddha realized, at that time, a Devata comes to see him. It's called the Brahma Sambhati. That's the name of the Devata, Brahma Sambhati, right? Then Brahma Sambhati Devata told the Buddha, what you have realized, you should give it to everybody. Right? Buddha says, why do I have to give it to others? If they want it, they will find out themselves. Why do I have to do it? He said. Right? Whoever has developed, whoever has got vairagyam, like the way I have vairagyam from this world, and similarly, whoever develops that desire for self-realization, the truth, right? Strong mumukshatvam inside, they will find out themselves. I don't have to give it to anybody, he said. And if I give all these things to someone who doesn't have all those things, mumukshatvam, vairagyam and all that, if I give it to them, it's a waste of time. It will not bring any benefit either. They won't accept it, he said. So, why should I waste my time doing this? This was Buddha's answer to this Brahma Sampati Devata, right? And he was saying that, what I am experiencing now, I leave this and get involved in the society. It's a waste of time, he said. It's a waste of time. Because they are not ready for it. Why do I have to waste my time, right? So, and he sat quiet. Didn't say anything after saying this. So Brahma Sambhati says to Buddha at that time. There's a conversation between them, right? there are different types of people in this world. These people whom you have spoken, there are people who don't belong to this category, who are not ready for it, who wants to receive it, right? And at the same time, they are not very serious about spiritual life. Tivra mumukshatvam, intense vairagyam, intense mumukshatvam they don't have. On the other hand, they don't have any mumukshatvam. But there are people in between the two. That is a majority, is it not? People who are, a lot of people are like that. We are also in that category actually. We want spiritual life, but not a lot, too much. Not too much, just ticking on. Just ticking on, that much. That much spiritual life is enough. So, she said, the Brahma Sambhati told Buddha that, na atyanda atyaha, na na ajnaha, na ajnaha, he said. In other words, they are not very intense for this liberation, they don't want it. But at the same time, they are not too absorbed in the world either. That sort of situation, right? Just like when a mirror is covered with dust, if you want to see your face, you have to wipe it, the mirror, right? If you wipe it, you can see. Similarly, these people, right? If they hear this Shravanam, what you have realized, Darshanam, and if you speak to them, if it goes through their ears, it will benefit them. Brahma Sambhati told this to Buddha, right? And therefore, that will remove their ignorance and they will attract it to self-realization, right? So therefore, Brahma Sambhati, this Devada, she is a Devada. She entered into Lord Buddha's body and started making him to speak. That means this Karunyam, compassion, started working from him. He became compassionate. So, and that is how Anukamba comes. Anukambartham, what Krishna is saying here. Tesham evam Anukambartham, right? All this is Anukambartham. For example, he will enter into a jnani's body. Jnani is not interested in the world anymore. He will say the same thing. If you want to develop spiritually, if you have developed the vairagyam and mumukshatvam, then you can also come back. That's how the rishis are. So in what happens is in Yani's body, that body is still staying, right? Because of prarabdham. Into that body, Krishna's anukamba shakti, this power, enters inside and starts removing the avidya in others. That is how jnanis operate. Jnanis don't take any initiative from their own to save others. Jnani never does that. You can see in Ravana Maharshi's case and many others that they don't take any initiative to instruct others, to teach others, or to bring them up in spiritual life. No, they don't do that. What happens is, this Anukamba power, Anukambartham, Shakti, that Shakti gets into them and starts operating. And then it becomes beneficial to others. That is how it happens. Because Anukamba, that is why that Anukambartham, that word, as Krishna says, Jnani Twalpeva Me Matam, I am not different from Jnani. Because Krishna is saying, I am in him. It's me who is in a jnani. In us now he is there, but he is not doing anything. He's keeping quiet. Our ahangaram is doing everything. But when ahangaram goes away and he takes over, then he does everything. We don't do anything then. We are finished. We are over. Right? So, and that is what he is saying by that. Atma bhavastam. Atma bhavastam means he has taken over this body then. After this stage, Tesham, Evam, Anukambartham. Anukambartham, Anukamba comes like this, that he enters inside of a devotee or a jnani like that, and then he does everything. Jiva is not doing anything. Ahangaram is not doing anything. Atma Bhavam, Asta Andaryami is doing everything. Atma Bhavastho, Jnana Divena Vasvadha. So, that word, that is why that Jnani Twalpeiva Me Matam, Krishna said. Jnani is my soul, he said. Is it not? Earlier. Jnani Twalpeiva Me Matam. Udara Sarva Evaide. Jnani Twalpeiva Me Matam. Astido Sahi Yuktalma. Ma Meva Uttamam Gadim. Earlier in the say. That's what it referring to. Jnani Twalpeiva Me Matam. Jnani is me, Krishna says. So in a jnani, Krishna enters and then Krishna doing everything. Jnani doesn't do anything. Jnani is gone. He's finished. The jiva bhavam has gone. He has become jnani now. So he's not ajnani anymore. So the jiva hangaram is gone completely. Krishna is doing everything. That is why what he meant by that. Jnani to alpaiva me matam, he said. So the same thing. Alpa bhavastha. I am taking that position, right? Aham alpa. भावस्थम अहम आत्मा अज्ञानजम तमः नाशयाम अज्ञानजम तमः नाशयामि आत्मा भावस्थम मीन्स दैट इग्नोरेंस डार्कनेस इनसाइड ऑफ अविद्या आई हैव रिमूव्ड हाउ थ्रू द लाइट ज्ञान दीपेन भास्वदा थ्रू द लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज राइट earlier Krishna said about devotees tushyandija ramandija he said earlier right devotees like what is the situation with them they don't have any desires who the devotees tushyandija ramandija that's all they did right so Krishna is saying I simply make them an instrument and through them I force my power of this anukampa shakti power of anukampa and with that anukampa power nashayami atma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvada so this verse can be taken in both ways for a jnani as well as for a bhakta devotee for both it applies for a jnani as well as for a devotee right so so what he means is that if he is executing bhakti I will give him jnanam, right? That means through bhakti he has purified himself. Chitta shuddhi has happened to him. And then I will give him self-realization. Tattva jnanam. I will give it to him, right? In Bhagavatam you will see this mention in the Ekadasha Skandam, Niminava Yogi Sambhadam. If you look, you will find there Pipalayana Maharshi is saying this. Pipalayana Vacha 40, 11.3.40. This is the same thing what here Krishna is saying. Erhyabjanaba charaneshanayoru bhaktyam chedomalani vidamel gunakarma jani tasmin mishuddham ubalabhyadam alpadatvam sakshal yatha amaladrisho savitra prakasha. Exactly the same thing. Erhyabjanaba charaneshanayoru bhaktyam chedomalani vidamel gunakarma jani tasmin mishuddham ubalabhyadam alpadatvam sakshal yatha Amala Drisho Savitra Prakasha. So, when a devotee, after execution of bhakti, like he said in that verse, Machitta Malgada Prana, when Chittam becomes purified, Shuddhi, then he says, like you can see with your, when eyes are free from cataract, if you look at the sun, you have a clear vision, right? Similarly, he will realize me inside. He will see me very clearly. Andaryami will be realized inside. Just like when one has cataract, you cannot see things properly. But after cataract operation, if you look at the sun, you see that everything looks very clear. Right? So, Atma Darshanam, that is how Atma Darshanam is. Because the reason is this, that Atma is not coming from anywhere. He is already there. Ubalabhyadam Atma Tattvam, he says. You notice that word? Ubalabhyadam Atma Tattvam. Atma Tattvam means also the Ubalabdhi. Ubalabdhi means you already got it. It's not going to come from outside. Most of the people think one day God has to come from outside somewhere from far away place and come and talk to us and we'll see him and all that. Vedam does not go with that. Andaryami is present inside. He is in you. Atma Tattvam, as Atma, very present inside. Only thing is, he has not revealed so far. Now he will reveal himself to you. That is all he is saying here. Ubalabhyadam Atma Tattvam, right? So, that Atma Tattvam is present now in us in a very covered form that is our awareness in us now. We exist, is it not? Where is that coming from? Our existence, bodham, awareness. That's coming from that Atma Tattvam, Andaryami, right? And or we say aham, aham in our experience level, right? But the problem is that we don't know what to do with it. We never gave any attention to that awareness, bodham inside. And that awareness or bodham, awareness, aham, aham, what we feel, is the nature of that chit-shakti inside, and chit-vastu. And right now, that's all the indication what we have, this existence in us, awareness of our existence, right? And that is available to everybody. Everyone has got that, right? And that has not, that awareness is not mixed with body, mind, senses, intelligence or anything, right? It is independent. And that is why Upanishad says asangoyam, 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 puna puna, sachidananda rupoham. There is a words like that, right? So that is, everybody has got it permanently present inside, but somehow or the other our Shraddha is not there. Our Shraddha is in the body, mind, senses, everything. Mind has become, our all mind, everyone's mind has become like a mixture of so many things in our mind. All sorts of things has gone inside. And when that mind gets purified, Jnana Dibena Basvada. So Krishna is saying that lamp will burn very well. What he is saying here. Nashayami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Dibena Basvata. Jnana Dibena Basvada. And this mind, buddhi, all these things are the different tools for us to interact with the world, is it not? And they are all coming from chitta, chit-shakti, right? When it all turns towards chitta, chit-shakti, right? Or swarupam is our chit-shakti. Eventually it will all go and disappear there, because it's come from there. You can see how limited our knowledge is in the science also. If you talk to them about mind, they will say, where is the mind? They also don't know where the mind is. And still they are not willing to accept the presence of the soul. Even though all these powers are coming from the soul. And so when the when this chit-shakti starts operating from inside, this attachment for self-realization becomes very strong inside, right? It is at this time Arjuna asks a question to Krishna in the next verse. Arjuna Vacha. So these, if you do mananam on these four verses, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Prior to that, Krishna spoke about Avigamba Yogam. Now Krishna spoke about Buddhi Yoga. All these new terminologies, right? Avigamba Yoga we saw in relationship with that Bhavandi Bhava Bhudanam Matta Eva Pradakvida. So Krishna spoke about that yoga process, Avigamba Yoga, with the how different bhavams are coming from him. All different bhavams are coming from him. Yeah. Now Krishna spoke about Buddhi Yoga. All these are important things in the Bhagavad Gita. So, 8th verse, 9th verse, 10th and 11th, if you analyze it together, you will get an understanding from how self-realization happens in a person. Both through Jnana Margam and Bhakti Margam. Both done by Antaryami from inside, but in two different ways it is done. So, at this time, when it has come to this stage, Arjuna got a doubt. And Arjuna is asking those doubts in 4-5 verses. He's going to ask that question. Let's look at it. Arjuna vacha param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam divyam adidevam ajam vibhum ahusvahshaya sarve देवर्षि नारदस्तदा असितो देवलो व्यासः स्वयं चैव ब्रवीषिमि. Krishna said that I remove their avidya, ajnanam, aham ajnanajantama nashayami. Krishna said that, right? Out of anugamba, compassion for them. When Krishna said that, Arjuna was very pleased that Krishna is going to do everything for him. Naturally, and Arjuna was thinking this whole process is not going to be very difficult. At that time when Krishna spoke like this, I take care of everything. He doesn't have to be worried about it. Arjuna was very happy because Krishna is inside the Sandaryami of everyone. And he will do everything what is necessary from inside, from then on. Yeah? You don't have to worry. Because Krishna said, only thing, bhajadam priti purvagam. You have to come to that level. Bhajadam priti purvagam. Do bhakti with love. Don't do bhakti for salary. Do it with love, right? And if you do that, remaining inside your heart, I will remove all the other avidya problems. Ajnana nivaranam. Everything I'll take care of, right? And I will light the lamp of knowledge. Jnana dibena bhasada. All that, leave it to me. I'll take care of that, he said. Krishna said that. Immediately, Arjuna felt tremendous bhakti at that time, seeing Krishna's compassion when he said that, these verses. That is the impact of Arjuna on Arjuna, the 8, 9, 10 and 11. When Arjuna heard that, Arjuna's heart was filled with joy that Krishna is going to take care of everything. I don't have to worry about it, right? And that is when these questions came up. Arjuna says to him, you are Brahman. Param Brahman. Param Dhamam. You are that. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are highest of all, right? So Arjuna's bhakti is coming out through those verses, right? This is a studi, Arjuna's studi of Krishna. You are Param Brahman, Param Dhamam. And that dhamam is what? Spoken in the Bhagavatam. Dhamna svena sada nirastha kuhagam satyam param dhimahi. In the Bhagavatam you see that? Dhamna svena sada nirastha kuhagam satyam param dhimahi. That satyam param dhimahi, that is that dhamam. And dhamam is this location here, hridayam, heart, right? And your Vaikuntham Kailasam is all here, in that place, right? Where Krishna is present, that is Dhamam. Krishna is present, right? Or where he lives. So, Griham or home, whatever we call that, right? And liberation means, Mukti means, that Namna Svena Sada Nirastha Kuhagam. Where Vaikuntham, when they say like that, Vaikuntham means Nirvikalpa Bodham. That Bodham coming without any Vikalpa, awareness, coming without any Vikalpa. Akuntham Edasa. Vaikunthanja Swayam Prabham, in Bhagavatam says, in another place. So, Vaikuntham Dhamam is self-effulgent. It means like that, right? So, that Vaikuntham is referring to here, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan. That Vaikuntham is Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram. And once Krishna comes inside as Sandaryami, if he starts manifesting, then our heart is purified. Right? And Krishna's one rule is like this. What is that? A person, even if he is very impure, completely impure, right? If he has invited me in the heart, then I will purify him, everything. I will purify everything for him. So, pavitram paramam bhavan, right? Purusham, you can see this in different locations, different places spoken. Sahasra shirsha purusha, sahasraksha sahasrabal, purusham mevedam vishwam, in the Purusha Suktam prayers also it is mentioned. So, that Purusham Shashwatam Divyam is eternal, he is divine, Narayana, who is present in Vaikuntham, one who doesn't move, but who is present everywhere. And Krishna is asking, how did you know that? So, that's the answer is that, how did you get to know all this? Because Krishna said, Arjuna said this, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashwatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam, Vibhum. This is how Arjuna glorified Krishna. Param Brahmam, Param Dhamam, Pavitram, Paramam, Purusham, Shashwatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam, Vibhum. When he said that, Krishna wanted to know, where did you get all this information from? Because Krishna knows Arjuna in and out. So Arjuna says, I am not saying, I heard from this Rishi, he's saying. Ahusta Krishayam Sarve, Devarshi Naradastada, Devarshi Asito, Devalo, Vyasa. And now you are telling me, Swayam Jaiva Braveshime. So this is how Arjuna answered that. I heard it from the rishis, famous rishis like Devarshi Narada, Narada Maharshi, Devala Maharshi, Asita Maharshi, and Vedavyasa Maharshi. From all these rishis I have heard, and you are confirming that now, he said. You are confirming that. Yeah. So, that is how he answered. So, all the Vedamandram, rishis, all of them, Vedam has spoken about you, rishis have spoken about you, all these rishis, Asita Devala Vyasa, Devarshi Narada, I have heard from them, Arjuna says. And so I'll stop there too. We'll continue tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.